أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat and verses of Surah Al-Bayyinah. And Bayyinah means the clear proof. In the previous surah, Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That certainly we revealed this Qur'an on the night of Qadr. Here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the situation, if we may use the term, on the ground, situation on the earth. We had before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before his prophethood, we had in Madinah Munawwara the Yahud and the Nasara. In the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara also we had Mushrikeen, and in Makkah they were filled with the Mushrikeen. The situation was that the Yahud and the Nasara were awaiting the coming of the last prophet, the last Nabi, as informed by their respective Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Hazrat Musa especially, and Hazrat Isa alayhimus salatu was salam. So when there was any confrontation between the Yahud and the Mushrikeen, and there were many such confrontations, Mushrikeen means the polytheists, the idolaters, those that worshipped idols, then the Yahud and the Nasara used to say to them that today you can have your way, but when the last Nabi comes, then we will gain victory over you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about this in the Qur'an. وَكَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That they, عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that they used to seek the assistance and the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila and the median of the last Nabi and the last kitab that was going to come down. But obviously, when the last Nabi, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had come down onto the surface of the earth, they did not easily accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except a very few from amongst the Yahud and the Nasara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this environment of Makkah and Medina. This surah, according to many of the commentators, was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam post-Hijrah, that is, whilst Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was resident in Medina Munawwara. When the surah was revealed, very interestingly, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to recite the surah to the great sahabi, the great qari of the ummah, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So hence Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come to me and he commanded that I recite the surah to you. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, obviously we can understand the kind of emotions that must have ran through his heart at that time, that did Jibreel really take my name? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responded in the affirmative. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after he recited the surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Ubay, O Ubay, a person will seek from Allah, he will ask from Allah, he will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one valley of goods. Now if you can understand, a valley of goods is a tremendous amount of wealth. And if perchance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that one valley, then he will make dua for the second. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perchance grants him that second valley of wealth, then he will make dua for the third. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said, O Ubay, man will never be satisfied until his mouth is filled with sand. And the mouth filled with sand, according to some of the commentators of the hadith, express the view that until we don't go into our qabr and the sand is poured over us, Until and unless we don't leave this world, we will never ever be satisfied with the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. Within man is this desire, is this greed for material wealth all the time. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Ubay, O Ubay, that person that seeks tawbah, that person that seeks repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely forgive that person. And then the real and true deen, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah also, hunafa, the real and true deen, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, is hanafiyya. Hanafiyya means that a person leaves every other creed, a person leaves every other belief, and he believes purely in the unity and the oneness of Allah, in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither is Yahudiyat, neither is Judaism, no Christianity, no polytheism, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concludes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative to His servants when they present any good deeds in the courts of Allah. So this riwayat comes in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam recited the surah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam actually gave the entire makeup and constitution of the human being in reality, that on the one hand, that crave for wealth, on the other hand, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, the willingness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah accepts purity of deen, and at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates our good deeds. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. Those who disbelieve from the Ahli Kitab, those who disbelieve from the people of the book, here the Yahud and the Nasara, the Jews and the Christians are both intended, wal Mushrikeen and the polytheists, that is the surroundings of Medina and of Makkah Mukarrama, Munfakkeen, they will never leave. What they will never leave is the deviant ways, the ways of error and deviance from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hatta ta'tiyahumul bayyina, until the bayyina, the clear sign comes upon them. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear, and many of the commentators have expressed a very, very important view, that at the time before the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was so much of corruption on the earth, even Makkah, there was polytheism, there was shirk, there was kufr. Even in Makkah, there was infighting. There was every form of vice that could be found. In Medina Munawwara, the Yahud and the Nasara were no different as far as the feuds were concerned, as far as the income was concerned, as far as the morals and akhlaq was concerned. Everything was to the lowest ebb. And then if we take it further, whether it was the Iranian Empire, whether it was the Roman Empire, there was total corruption on the surface of the earth, that on the one hand people had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand there was widespread bloodshed, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this point that until the bayyina had not come down, these people would have never left their ways of galala and astrayness, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now who was this bayyina? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself explains, Rasulun min Allah, that is the Rasul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the specific function and the duty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the occupation of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, yatlu suhufan mutahhara, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite from the pure pages, and that is the pure pages of this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, that everything about this kitab is pure. It came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we discussed it. It is the sifat and quality of Allah. It came down via the leader of all the angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was only one heart that was the recipient of the Qur'an, and there was only one heart that was fit to be the recipient of the Qur'an Kareem, and that was the heart of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in regards to the kitab, Allah says, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ, that in this kitab, in this Qur'an, there are many books that are very firm and upright. In other words, every rule, every law of the Qur'an is 100% from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it cannot be amended at any stage. It is 100% firm and established from Allah. It has never been amended, and together with that, the wisdom of the Qur'an-i-Kareem is so far exceeding that it can never be compared. comprehended by man. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.